Language Course, Book 18, Tape 3D. Hello. Open your books to the activities for Tape 3D. Listen to these weather forecasts and repeat them. Sleet may collect on bridges. Severe storms are likely in the early morning hours. Possible rain showers across the southwest area of the state. We are under a flash flood watch. A wind warning has been given for area lakes. Today's forecast is for heavy rain. With some hail possible. Clear skies and temperatures in the mid-80s. Is today's weather picture. Clear skies and warm temperatures are included in today's weather forecast. Snow of up to 4 inches will begin falling later today. There's a winter storm watch for the next 12 hours. Light rain this morning, with possible sleet and snow later in the day. Now look at figure 1 and repeat. The weatherman warned of hazardous road conditions. Now listen and substitute. Possible snow. The weatherman warned of possible snow. Sleet. The weatherman warned of possible sleet. Fog in low places. The weatherman warned of possible fog in low places. Flooding. The weatherman warned of possible flooding in low places. Look at figure 2. Listen to a dialogue, then select the answer to the question about the dialogue. Number 1.
I heard on the radio that there is a flash flood warning for this afternoon.
Don't worry. You know I always drive cautiously.
Yes, but I still wish you'd postpone your trip.
What does she want him to do? Number 2.
Watch your step. There may be icy spots.
Thanks. I'll be careful.
Where is the woman walking? Number 3.
Don't forget your umbrella.
I won't need it.
Didn't you hear the forecast?
They're wrong as often as they're right.
What does a woman expect will happen? Number 4.
Slow down. Didn't you see that sign?
No. What did it say?
Ice on bridge.
Where are these people? Number 5.
Look out for that car!
I see it. Just relax.
What is the woman afraid of? Now check your answers. Number 1 is B. She wants him to stay at home today. Number 2 is A. She is walking on a sidewalk. Number 3 is C. The woman expects rain will begin to fall soon. Number 4 is A. They are in an automobile. Number 5 is B. She is afraid they may hit the car and have an accident. Now look at figure 3. Listen to a conversation between two employees.
Did you hear about what happened to John?
Are you talking about his being fired?
Yes, wasn't that terrible?
I wonder what caused it. Do you know?
I think he got into an argument with his supervisor. He felt he was passed over for a promotion, and he got terribly angry.
Poor John. Getting angry with his boss was really stupid.
Listen to the dialogue again and repeat it.
Did you hear about what happened to John?
Are you talking about his being fired?
Yes. Wasn't that terrible?
I wonder what caused it. Do you know?
I think he got into an argument with his supervisor. He felt he was passed over for a promotion. And he got terribly angry.
Poor John. Getting angry with his boss was really stupid.
This time, you read Ellen's part.
Did you hear about what happened to John? Yes, wasn't that terrible? I think he got into an argument with his supervisor. He felt he was passed over for a promotion, and he got terribly angry.
Look at figure 4. Listen to some announcements. Then write the answers to the questions about the announcements. Look at the questions for announcement 1. Now listen to the announcement. Attention everybody. Three Rivers Insurance Company wants to show its appreciation to all its very loyal and hardworking employees. I know you all have a lot of things you need to do to get ready for the holiday celebration tomorrow, and so I am permitting all employees to get off work at 2 p.m. this afternoon. Have a safe holiday weekend. I'll see you all on Monday. Now answer the questions for announcement 1. Listen to the announcement again. Attention everybody! Three Rivers Insurance Company wants to show its appreciation to all its very loyal and hard-working employees. I know you all have a lot of things you need to do to get ready for the holiday celebration tomorrow, and so I am permitting all employees to get off work at 2 p.m. this afternoon. Have a safe holiday weekend. I'll see you all on Monday. Let's take a look at your answers. Number 1. Why will the employees be permitted to leave early? Because tomorrow's a holiday and the employees are loyal and hardworking. Number 2. Who made the announcement? The office supervisor or the boss? Someone who's in charge. Number 3. What time will employees get off? At 2 p.m. Number 4. What is the business of the company? Selling insurance. Look at the questions for announcement 2. Now listen to the announcement. Don't miss the big 10th anniversary sale at Burton's Department Store. It begins on Saturday and continues to the end of the month. All major appliances are on sale for 1/3 off. That includes all our new Lightning dishwashers, washing machines, and clothes dryers. You can save up to $100 on these fine machines. There are other bargains in every part of the store. Women's better dresses are reduced 25% and men's shoes are priced as low as half off. Come in and see our excellent selection of furniture, appliances, and clothing. Now answer the questions for announcement 2. Listen to the announcement again. Don't miss the big 10th anniversary sale at Burton's Department Store. It begins on Saturday and continues till the end of the month. All major appliances are on sale for 1/3 off. That includes all our new Lightning dishwashers, washing machines, and clothes dryers. You can save up to $100 on these fine machines. There are other bargains in every part of the store. Women's better dresses are reduced 25% and men's shoes are priced as low as half off. Come in and see our excellent selection of furniture, appliances, and clothing. Let's take a look at your answers. Number 1. Where is the sale being held? At Burton's Department Store. Number 2. When will the sale end? At the end of the month. Number 3. How much can you save on Lightning machines? Up to $100. Number 4. How much have men's shoes been reduced? 50%. Look at the questions for announcement 3. Now listen to the announcement. Tryouts for parts in the play A Walk in the Forest are being held Thursday afternoon from 5:30 until 9 p.m. The play will be performed in October by the Black Cat Players. There are parts in the play for 4 women and 6 men. It is a comedy about a group of people who become lost while on a picnic in the woods. The Players Theater is located at Park and Meadows Boulevard. Now answer the questions for announcement 3. Listen to the announcement again. Tryouts for parts in the play A Walk in the Forest are being held Thursday afternoon from 5:30 until 9 p.m. The play will be performed in October by the Black Cat Players. There are parts in the play for 4 women and 6 men. It is a comedy about a group of people who become lost while on a picnic in the woods. The Players Theater is located at Park and Meadows Boulevard. Let's take a look at your answers. Number 1. What is A Walk in the Forest? A play. Number 2. Where will the tryouts be? At the Players Theater. Number 3. Is the play an adventure story? No, it's a comedy. Number 4. What is the play about? Some people who get lost. Look at figure 5. Listen carefully to a paragraph and select the main idea. Weathermen use clouds to forecast the weather. They watch the movement of the upper clouds and compare it to the movement of the clouds below. If there is a big difference, that is, if the upper clouds are moving in one direction and the lower clouds are moving in the opposite direction, then they are pretty certain a change in the weather will come soon. Now select the main idea and circle the letter of the answer. Now let's check the answer. The answer is A. Moving clouds tell what the weather will be. Now look at figure 6 and listen to several short dialogues. Select the correct inference for each one. Number 1.
Can I get you anything else?
No, thanks. We're ready for our check, please.
Number 2.
Can't I convince you to change your mind, John?
I don't think you realize how big my personal interest in this appointment is, Lou.
Number 3.
I like the third candidate best. What do you think of her?
She certainly is well qualified, but she doesn't seem to have as much motivation as the other two candidates.
Now check your answers. The answer to number 1 is D. They are in a restaurant. Number 2 is C. Lou wants John to change his mind. Number 3 is A. They are talking about hiring someone for a job. Look at figure 7. Listen to a sentence. Then select a sentence in figure 7 that means about the same thing. Number 1. Ice may collect on bridges. Number 2. A wind warning has been given for area lakes. Number 3. Isn't that Ann's car in front of the house? Number 4. Haven't you ever played tennis before? Number 5. I was fired today. Number 6. Who's the new chief? Number 7. I couldn't agree less. Number 8. Max supervises the new employees. Number 9. Aren't you our new neighbor? Number 10. Permit me to disagree. Now let's check your answers. Number 1 is C. Ice may collect on bridges. Means, it is likely that it will be raining with a temperature near 32 degrees Fahrenheit. Number 2 is B. A wind warning has been given for area lakes. Means, the weatherman warned there will be strong, dangerous winds today. Number 3 is A. Isn't that Ann's car in front of the house? Means, I think that's Ann's car, don't you? The speaker is pretty sure the car belongs to Ann. Number 4 is C. Haven't you ever played tennis before? Means, I don't think you play tennis very well. Number 5 is B. I was fired today. Is the same as, I lost my job today. Number 6 is A. Who's the new chief? Means, who was selected to be boss? Number 7 is C. I couldn't agree less. Means, I strongly disagree. Number 8 is B. Max supervises the new employees. Means, Max is a supervisor. Number 9 is B. Aren't you our new neighbor? Is about the same as asking, you just moved in, didn't you? Number 10 is A. Permit me to disagree is polite. Excuse me, but you're wrong is about the same. Listen and repeat.
It must be just about time for the bell.
It couldn't be time for the bell. We've just gotten started.
That looks like Jean's car ahead of us.
It can't be Jean. She drove to Denver yesterday.
It must be raining. I just heard thunder.
It can't be raining. The sun's shining.
Is that your book on the floor?
It couldn't be mine. I left my book at home today.
Can that be Mark playing the guitar?
It couldn't be Mark. He left a half hour ago.
This is the end of tape 3D, book 18.